Uncle Josh's Troubles in a Hotel.
Well, sir, here I am again in trouble with you. Just looks like I can't turn around anymore without getting in trouble of some kind or other. Landlord put me out of the hotel this morning because I left the gas burning all night. That darn fool had a sign up there not to blow it out. Well, sir, I sat up about an hour and a half trying to blow out one of them licorice lights that I found out was nothing but a hairpin burning in a bottle. Well, I had to go out to a restaurant or eating house or some kind to get something to eat for dinner. And I sucked down and I ordered a bowl of oyster soup. Well, they brought me out a bowl of oyster soup, had one little half-starved oyster down in the bottom of it. That darn little cuss was eating up the crackers faster than I could break them in. Well, I went over to another hotel and I see a sign that said, safe in the office, and I wanted to be in the safest place, so I stayed in the office, and I got to looking around, and over to one side, there was a little machine. I got to looking on it, and said, Mr. Talking Machine, drop a nickel in the place where you put the nickels, and then hear the machine make a speech or sing a song or do something of that kind. Well, I wanted to hear what it had to say, so I dropped the nickel in, and just then there was a band commenced to playing around there someplace that I went out to see why the band was. I don't know what become of it, and when I come back in the machine was stopped and I didn't get to hear what it had to say. Well, I noticed over to one side there was a little room nobody seemed to be using. It didn't have much furniture in it, no washstand nor bed nor nothing but just one little sofa. I thought wouldn't be any harm, so I went in and sat down. The fellow come along, seen me sucking in there, and he got madder and thunder about it. He just walked in, slammed the door, and grabbed hold of a rope and pulled me room and all upstairs. Gosh, he was the strongest feller I ever seen in my life, and I found out it wasn't his room. None of his business. Belonged to some lady in the hotel. I seen her name over the door when I got out. Ellie Vader, I think, was the lady's name. Gosh, if I'd known it was Ellie's room, I wouldn't have went into it.